Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shav.
The Shav, episode 182, recorded on May 8th, 2014.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerson.
I'm Afro Monkey.
And I am Maz. Hi. And welcome to the Shaft.
Master Maz.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had this great idea that, like, because I always go last and my name's really short and I feel like I need to say more words, that I would roll straight into introducing the guest, of which we have none today.
Ooh.
So that worked out well for me, didn't it?
That's right. Well, yeah, in turn, point. Though, you did say a bunch of words just now.
Yeah, see, there you go. It's good.
That was excellent. Yeah. Nicely executed, sir. So here we are, another show with no guests, so you get us, but we have all kinds of stuff going on today. There's an insane, crazy article in Rolling Stone that we're going to talk about later about Notch, the dark side of Notch, the Notch that you may not know about. A really good article.
Dun, 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 dun.
And a lot of good stuff, excavation station stuff, just insane, wacky things to fill your ear holes with.
Yeah.
And but first,
and then updates and stuff like that.
And updates and stuff like that. But what comes first?
The universe.
Universe. Wait, what? The universe?
I don't know.
Why not? The universe comes first. The Big Bang. Carbon life forms. Stuff like that. You know,
this is going.
I think
so
we're gonna
well.
Talk about blocks. Blocks and
blocks.
Stuff.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about blocks. Blocks are awesome. Anybody got a topic you want to talk about? Or you want to go right into something that's not
this? How about this? Let's get this out of the way. Let's talk about our sponsors. Since we didn't have any sponsors today.
Okay.
You can always go to deadworkers.com/sponsor and sponsor the next show. You can do it right now if you want. We're thinking about moving over to Patreon, too, instead of doing...
Yeah.
Is that a Transformer?
It is. He's the badass one. He's black and red and
Patreon, I'll...
He's red, too.
Why is he wearing red?
He's red, too.
So he's part Indian, part black?
Yeah.
No, he's like he's intelligent. He reads books.
Whoa, you're saying
is he
black
a Decepticon?
And Indians aren't intelligent?
So, wow. Let's talk about our sponsor. I'm sure they're happy for this segue. So Imagination Computer Camps has been sponsoring us for like a month now, and they're going to until June, I think, the middle of June. I guess that's when their camp season starts, and we appreciate that. And you can go to computercamps.com to find out more. But what they are is they are a camp that teaches computer programming like Java, where you can learn how to make original mods for Minecraft right there. And this is for teenagers. So it's awesome. And you can go to computercamps.com. Let them know we sent you. It won't matter if you do, but just let them know anyway. The camp is at Bentley University near Boston, and it's a two-week sleepover, and it will bring you together with a bunch of other Minecraft enthusiasts from all around the world. And you will learn a lot. You will have fun. I guarantee this.
And do
the
let them
stamp
know.
Of Brent's guarantee on that one.
Yeah, and do let them know the chef sent you. In fact, spread it around. Ask other people that are attending the camp. Say, do you guys listen to the Shaft?
Oh, that's
we
right.
We do. And then you have something to talk
teenagers
about.
Teenagers to promote for us.
And then you'll
I
have
will
something
get anyone
comment,
to promote
you know
for us. Matter of fact, if you end up going to this camp, let me know, and I will mail you a pack of like 20 or 30 stickers. But whoa. I need your you need to send me a photocopy of your receipt with the credit card on it and everything.
Take a picture of yourself in front of the, at the camp, in front of a sign or something.
Yeah. Well, with today's newspaper as well.
Yeah. That'd be hard to give them the stickers in time at that
and
point.
And we can tell if it's fake by the pixels, right? We're pixel experts.
The right. Pixels always
we're going to get so many fake Photoshops now.
Don't let Eric lie to you like that.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
This could get ugly.
We're not expert at anything.
I want some stickers. What are these stickers?
You've never seen our stickers?
Go to the camp and maybe you'll find out. God.
I'm going to the camp. I'm signing up right now. Photoshop.
He's like, hey guys, I just went to the camp. You want the picture?
Fuck up. Give me the stickers.
Put your stickers in the basket. I'm going to parade around with my penis between my legs.
That got weird.
Tucked.
Up the lotion.
Not just hanging
skin.
Out, but yeah. like tucked up in there.
That made it better, I think.
Yeah, did explaining that all get us into the right mood?
I'm putting us straight into. This is out of hand.
I don't think we should have like brought that up during promotions for a computer camp for teenagers.
Oh, why do you got to say that now?
Until you said.
I'm sure they stopped listening at this point.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They mentioned us.
Please.
Wow.
Wow. All right. And just think of what you can do with the stickers at that point.
Just hit the button.
All right.
Journey-tastic. It's the Journey-tastic part of the show where we're going to talk about our journeys, you know. Our journeys. Not the band journey, but our personal journeys about Minecraft.
Are you sure we can't get a guess like last second?
Oh my god!
Yeah,
this is awesome. That was we're gonna have to replay that every time now. Like that's the new bumper, I think.
That's the new bumper, I think.
I will murder all of you. I will fly to Australia just so I can murder Maz.
Wow!
Yikes!
Wow. And then Maz can hop on the plane jet and hide in that cargo thing and jump out in America when you come back like that.
Yeah.
You see that kid who did that?
No.
Supreme.
Yeah, did it. Anyway, it's not Minecraft related, I don't think. He might have been playing Pocket Edition in the plane.
I think he was too busy being passed out.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So anyway, this has been a fun week. We talked last week about how we're going to be on the Yogscast server making a new episode. Do we want to tell what we're going to do?
Yeah, why not? Sure. I think that'd be cool.
So our idea is to basically build a big like amusement park, like theme park with roller coasters and moon bounces and different rides. So each episode we'll show you a different ride we build and hopefully make this big, incredible amusement park for everybody to come and have fun on. But we're having a hard time coming up with a name.
Yeah.
Like we were thinking maybe like Yogg's World or Yogg's Castle. Or Partyville, the Cove, Skull Mountain, like
White Castle.
Why is it gotta be white?
Well, I just love those little burgers.
They're so delicious.
Crystals.
So if you guys have an idea, tweet it to us. That way we just get it instantly, right away.
Yeah. At Dead Workers.
Tweet it to @ Dead Workers. That'd be awesome. But that's gonna be the new series, and we're gonna do things like we're gonna go over to Shin's farm. We're going to go over to Bebop Fox's weird place that he lives in. Bebop Fox's
the crag?
Dilapidated shack. I'm just kidding.
I'm worried we're going to give away stuff that we're not supposed to yet. Don't want to ruin anything.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not ruin nothing.
Stop talking.
Yeah. Let's we're talking. Everybody be quiet.
Everybody. Shh.
But Maz, you can talk.
Quiet. But it's going to be a really cool series, so watch it.
Whatever. Everybody just calm down. Just... keep your hats on.
And put the lotion in the basket.
Can we stop going with that?
Yeah, okay. I'll tuck it away and let's move on.
Oh, my God.
So, what you been up to, Mazzy Purr?
So, cider can get out of my life. That's ruined this show for me. Might have to get a sneaky beer later.
Cider beer doesn't rule?
No.
It's only the house. Only the house rules.
Cider house. Yeah, that's right. I haven't really been doing much. I haven't had a chance to open Minecraft in a long time, which kind of makes me sad. But we had Eric on the 8-Bits podcast, which should go up in about a week.
Yeah.
So now we've had all three of y'all on. Mm-hmm. So we've completed the set.
Yeah.
Right. We're starting again. So you're like, I'm done with that.
Next week?
Back to the top. We'll have to have you on again, Brent, now that I've fixed our audio issues. But yeah, it's good. So if you haven't seen it, go and check it out.
Excellent.
And it's 8-bits. What's 8-bits
podcast?
What's the link? Is that the link? Is
dot link? Com.
8-bits podcast. 8-bitspodcast.com
will take you there, or you can go to my YouTube channel and check the playlist.
And that's Extreme Beyond.
Yes.
There's that.
And Afro, let me ask you something, sir.
What?
Trying to hit
what
the
do you
right
want?
Keys over here.
What do you want from me? He wants the lotion in the basket.
Damn it. What I want to know is, did you put up another episode yet of At Afro Monkey?
Episode 2 went up last Saturday. I am going to record episode 3 tomorrow. I was hoping we would get to play some more Enderfiles before I recorded episode 3.
Me too.
But that seems to be panning out for us right now.
Yeah, I think we need more people like saying they want us to do it. It seems like people really aren't that interested in it.
Oh.
Same with the Deadly Orbit. Like, we're going to finish out the Deadly Orbit, but I don't know. Like, we only have so much time to do, like, different series and stuff that, like, you know, I want to do the Enderfiles, but, you know, show us some love if you want.
What does the chat room want? What do they want from us?
What do you want from me?
Just tuck it in, is what they said. They said, just tuck it in.
We have gotten a lot of requests for adventure maps.
I would love to do an adventure map.
Oh, yeah, bring that back. Bring back the adventure maps, yeah. I'd say.
We have 2 series that are already going that we kind of... I just doesn't feel right to end them right in the middle.
Yeah, because they're survival. We're kind of trying out the survival aspect because we've been doing adventure maps for about 4 years or so, and you know, it's just a test to see what's going on, but it kind of looks like everybody wants adventure maps versus survival. So it's cool.
Yeah,
I like adventures. That's my fave.
Some chat rooms going for some Enderfiles.
Yeah,
so all of them. I'm probably getting fired this week, so we can do more stuff, recording and stuff. So
yeah,
you say that every week.
I can feel it in my bones. It's happening soon.
Bone pillow.
So anyway, yeah, we'll get some recording done, but definitely, what's going on? I feel like we're in a loop here.
Well, and
it's back to me somehow.
I was gonna say, if you guys want to join me for some of the projects I'm working on at Afro Monkey, then we could just start the cycle all over again.
That's
maybe
because it started with me joining you on at Brent Copeland.
That's so meta. Like, yeah. We'll log in. He'll be like, "Yeah, yeah, we're gonna go kill the Ender Dragon." We'll be like, "What?
This seems familiar."
It's odd. We're in a different universe, but the same universe. So, what you been up to, Eric?
Same thing you've been up to. Planning on doing the Yogg's, whatever it's gonna be called. So,
and
you guys tweet us. Oh yeah, of course. Finishing up the song. This is, we kind of alluded to this a few episodes back. We're not going to tell you exactly what the song is, but it's our first parody ever. It is a Minecraft parody, but it's not a parody of a top 40 pop song or anything that you might not have ever even heard of this song. Hopefully you have. If not, it doesn't even matter. It stands on its own.
Everyone would be like, "Ooh, that's a good original, Eric."
Yeah, it's a very awkward song to do a parody of. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But once you understand what it is a parody of, it's that much more funny. So, and it's coming together. It's really awesome. It's me and Brent doing all the vocals. It's kind of a duet, actually. Anyway, that's all I want to really say about it.
To all the Erics I loved before.
Yeah. It's so fantastic. And right now, I'm finishing up with the mix. We re-recorded a little bit of audio the other day. And anyway, so polishing it up right now. And then we're going to jump into the actual visuals of it and then get that wrapped up and then throw it online and see what you guys think of it. Yeah. That is it.
Yeah. Something I did want to point out is I read this story this week. I think it was either Spotify or Google Play where this band uploaded a song that was silent. It was like a record, and it was silent, and then had all their fans just, you know, play it at night when they went to bed. And, like, every night they made, like, 3... They only have, like, 1,000 fans, they said. But they ended up making, like, $20,000 off this. So what I'm saying to you is check the show notes out for the link to our playlist. and just play that when you go to bed each night. That's how you can help out the show for free on Google Play, and then we'll get one up on Spotify too.
Yeah. So, you can help out the play show.
Play them
massively.
Both. Like, open up two browsers and turn them down, and then you can play both playlists. That's not cheating, is it?
It's crazy, isn't it? I don't know.
Technically, I think it is, but who cares?
What if we can find all the like different streaming services that use it? Just like open up 10 tabs.
It's insane.
But so anyway, so that's our journeys, and we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Yeah, for
have our beautiful short night. Show, isn't it?
That was a weird show. All right.
I've been putting the final touches on the first episode of the Paralytic Pokédex abridged version for the Dead Workers Party channel.
Yeah.
So I'll send that to you today and see if you want to put that on your channel. So that might be a thing people can get excited about.
Yeah.
Drunk people talking about Pokémons. And you guys don't know anything about Pokémon, so it might be a quite educational and informative series for you.
See, and that was another like Minecraft series I wanted to do, is that Pokemon.
Oh, Pixelmon.
And then have you like teach us the whole time.
Oh, that'd be so good. But like, how do we make that happen?
Don't
wait, I don't know, get another clone us, all of
don't,
us.
Don't fall into this trap, Maz. This is definitely a trap.
It's a trap.
It is a trap.
Brent, are you having some issues over there?
No.
So is that it I for the old Jerns?
Yeah. One last thing.
What?
All the winners last week. We just want to let you know we'll be mailing out your stuff this week because we had to wait for everybody to get back in here because everybody who won stuff wanted us to sign them. So we're signing them tonight, and then we're going to mail them out next week. Maz is going to then sign them when it gets to him, and then he'll send it on to you.
A PDF of my signature, and you can just forge it.
We'll print it out and staple it to each thing.
Yeah.
By the way, if someone can send us a Sharpie, that'd be great.
We'll find one.
Nice.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
So moving on.
Yeah. All right, so
Rolling Stone.
In the news, yeah. Okay, so a brand new article. Rolling Stones did an article about Notch, Marcus Pelson. Pelson? Makes it sound like he's French. So Marcus Pearson, a.k.a. Notch, is gaming's biggest rock star. But he may never make a second album. That is the headline.
Yeah,
it's called The Wizard of Minecraft. And this is a really great... It's not even that long of an article. It's like 2 pages or something. But like, I think what the journalist was trying to do is trying to get in and trying to get all of the dirt. I mean, the good and the bad, but all the stuff that might not have ever really surfaced throughout maybe all of the social outlets that Notch has, you know, his Twitter, his Tumblr, and stuff like that, or live streams, or hearsay. I mean, this is like a journalist that went to his house that described what his house looks like. And by the way, it sounds freaking amazing.
Did Notch let him in, or was he like looking through the windows, waiting until he left, and then going in?
Did he pick the lock?
I don't know. That's a good question for the journalist, I guess.
I think he just used a pickaxe and broke down a few blocks and walked in.
Yeah, right?
Right? That's all you got to do in a Minecraft house.
He's like pull a lever and then the door opens like a series of pistons. But apparently he has cave walls that are uneven. And, you know, it's like a cave and he's got this gaming loft. But he goes on to talk about a 10-year plan for Mojang, where they just want to have fun and they want to work for, they want to treat Mojang like a company that they've always wanted to work for. A fun, awesome company. A company where every Friday they just get to play games or work on personal projects, but they also get to take, you know, private jets over to, Monaco. Or they get to take helicopters. They get to party on yachts. They get to
wipe their butts with $20 bills, y'all.
Well, I mean, they're making so much money that instead of just investing money to make more piles of money, they just are going to spend the money. Like, what else do you do with money, right? I mean, you can make more money with money, but at the end of the day, money is there to spend on something. And what do humans live for? What is the ultimate thing that we want? We want happiness.
Love and touching.
Happiness is the end goal for all human, all carbon-based humans. That's what we want.
I think all humans are carbon-based.
And all we want is happiness.
Either Maz's camera broke or you freaked him out really badly.
Did he freeze?
I'm just like listening to this, how they want to run the company. I just think, the second Minecraft slows down, they're going to kill themselves. Like, you don't.
Yeah, but he's got so many
make a
billions.
Sustainable company. I don't think he can spending it on all. Jets to Monaco. Fucking make another game. Yeah, what's wrong with you?
You send enough jets to Monaco, and you're going to spend it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so anyway, at the end of the 10 years, if that's it for the company, then that's it for the company. That's it. So it's a 10-year plan to just ride this and have fun and develop and to do whatever, you know, work for the this is their dream job. This is the company they've always wanted to work for, and I think it's a fantastic idea. I kind of feel also that, like, you know, Notch kind of is almost like, well, I've retired now, I just want to have fun, and that's great. Yeah. But he also has this dark side to him where he's either, you know, really happy or just wants to be alone and feels very, you know, not productive and kind of depressed. And it goes in to kind of tell this story about his father, who also suffered from depression and also ultimately committed suicide in 2011. So you can read about all that. I don't want to even talk about that, but also goes into his divorce and all this stuff. So it really goes into all this detail about Marcus, and it's really great. It's a fantastic read. I highly recommend reading this just so you can kind of get the full story, you know? Great article by Rolling Stone. It would be even cooler to know what Notch's reaction to this article is. Like, is this too much? Is this too personal of an article? Or is just, you know?
To a certain degree, I mean, most of the information from the article probably came from their interview with him. So yeah. If he didn't want him to know,
then he wouldn't have said anything. Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too. So, but anyway.
That's how journalists get you.
Yeah,
get it's right like, in there. They're your friend. It's all off the record, and then bam.
Yeah, and then
the dirt is out.
I've learned from, you know, working in the media that anything, hell, when I'm talking to reporters at work, I don't give them like super personal information.
Yeah,
because you know,
you don't know how they're going to use that information.
They're
going
to use it against me
for good or for bad. And there's actually there's other more private stuff about Notch that nobody knows that didn't get, you know, unearthed in this article that I'm still curious about. I don't even want to mention it right now, but like, you know, so at least they didn't hit like rock bottom and like really get like really.
But rock dirty bottom stuff is the place to go when you need.
Don't start that.
Is that a rock commercial bottom. For rock bottom carpets?
Rock bottom.
Oh, jeez. Anyway. So that's that news article. I found that one the most fantastic.
Oh, we can't go to the next one because it like plays a video. But anyway, Halo's skins are coming to Xbox.
Halo skins.
It's still more skins.
Mo skins. They need mo problems.
Yeah. It's just after playing the PC version and having basically your run of whatever skin you wanted, you just either found on the interwebs or made. The idea of buying skins, especially the fact that I can't just import my own personal skin into the game, just more and more annoys me.
Yeah, we touched on it last week, saying it's a money-making machine for those Xbox players, and I just think everyone on Xbox should play on the computer so that you don't have to pay for skins, mate.
Well, but in the long run, that'd probably be a little. If they didn't own a computer, that'd probably be a little bit more expensive. But yes, at least you wouldn't have to buy the skins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think if they sold this skin pack with like a some kind of mini game that was basically like Halo or something that went with it?
Yeah,
that would be worth a couple bucks.
Yeah, like if it's. The thing is that packs. I don't see the skins as being necessarily added value.
Yeah.
No.
And, like, the only skins that I own, because I have the Xbox version, I rarely play it, but the only skins that I own are either the ones that came with the game, because there's a selection of skins besides Steve that you can get with the Xbox version that just comes with it. Or ones that were free just because they're like, hey, you're playing the Xbox version. Here's some free skins.
Yeah, let's take it back, though, to Minecraft itself on the PC. What if it was never... You weren't able to do your skins like you can now. Like, you actually had to buy skins. Would it feel normal? Kind of like when we play Smite and buy skins then? Yeah, it's just kind of part of the game?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where if I had never played the PC version and only played the Xbox version, I probably wouldn't have a problem with it.
And wouldn't even know, right?
Wouldn't even know, or would know from outlets like this where people are talking about it. But
yeah, and take it even one step further. Like, we don't only get it free. We have millions, infinity amount of skins to choose from. The Xbox, I assume, only came with Steve, and then these different packs.
It came with more, but it was maybe like 10.
But like 10 skins. So like now they probably have like 50 or 60 skins to choose 60 from.
60 is probably a good number.
And they're all like themed. Like they're can't make yourself, right?
They're all superheroes or characters from fiction or things like that.
Yeah.
So it's like...
And they have to go about getting the rights to those, I imagine. So it's probably a lot of hard work for Zhang.
Their company.
Yeah.
The Zhang.
It seems like they could make some money by basically coming up with a method to do what they do with Minecraft. So you could go upload your skin and pay 99 cents to have your skin then in your game.
Yeah.
Like maybe you give it your gamer tag and then it...
Surprised there isn't a method like how we have it where they can just log in using their account online, upload their skin, and the Xbox just goes, okay, there's your skin, I just use it. Because I assume it has to have some kind of authentication anyway when you're playing it, so why can't it check the skin too?
I don't think it does, because it's on Xbox Live, but make it so you can associate your Xbox Live account with your Minecraft account, so any skins that are stored on your Minecraft account you have access to.
Yeah. And they honestly could charge money for that. You know, a buck or two, and I think people would pay it, and I think it would be worth it at that point to be able to do whatever skin you wanted. But then they couldn't sell the Halo skin, right? Because then you just put the Halo skin on your...
Yeah. Exactly.
But anyway.
Yeah.
But they also wouldn't think about royalties for that Halo skin.
That's true.
Yeah. We feel for you, Xbox users. We feel for you. So thumbs.
The next article we got is basically about the Xbox One release. Unfortunately, they didn't give any kind of dates in it. But it is coming soon, and then later on the other platforms, like the PS4 and the Vita.
Yeah.
But it talks a little bit about the X1 release, and it's an interesting article. So we'll link to that in the show notes that we now put on the site. Yeah, yes.
Excellent.
This next one I thought was cool. I don't know if you took a look at it yet. But it's Minecraft Tetris.
Oh, yeah.
So someone has combined two addictions and put them in one. It's like a Reese's cup or something.
You got chocolate in my peanut butter.
You got your peanut butter in my chocolate.
No, I didn't.
So Tetris.
Just stick it between your legs.
Tetris and Minecraft. That looks pretty cool, actually, how it's done. It's exactly what you would think, too. It's like freaking 3D shapes falling down. Wow, that's incredible. So I just saw the other day, it was the top 10 most addictive game.
No, it's not.
Of all time. You know, in these lists, it's always somebody's opinion, right? You know, there's no scientific data to back it up. But anyway, Minecraft was in the list. Tetris was in the list. Angry Birds.
Farmville.
Farmville actually wasn't in this list. What was that other game? Not Angry Birds, but the other
gyms.
Yes, the freaking Candy Crush.
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush was in it. And then also StarCraft was in it, and then World of Warcraft was in it also. But anyway, I just remembered that because this put Minecraft and Tetris, which apparently, according to some guy somewhere on the internet.
Also not only addictive, but most sales.
Yeah.
But we talked about that a month or two ago that, you know, Tetris was, that was given with the Game Boy and stuff.
Right.
And I think even with another platform, it was thrown in there or something like that. So.
And it has a cool history, too, about how Russia owns that property, how one guy had to relinquish that property to Russia, where a country owns it. It's a weird history about that game, too. If you're curious about that, you need to search about that. It's really neat. But apparently you can rip it off and, you know, put it in Minecraft. Nobody cares.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But that's pretty incredible. So, yeah. All right.
Let's our good friends Ars Malik and Jiggerbomb have built an incredible new game mode for Minecraft, Simburbia.
Simburbia.
And this, we're linked to a video of it, but it's basically like The Sims and stuff. And
yeah.
Like, almost like, what's the city builder one?
Sim City. You know, Sim City was a fully automated city management game.
Isn't that what I
said? Chock full of whimsical surprises. So this is the most complex map they've ever built, ever. And if you know anything about Jiggerbomb or Ars Malik, that's saying a lot, because these guys, they're pretty much in the forefront of innovation when it comes to adventure maps.
They're
innovative. You know this is going to be awesome.
They're innovative.
Innovative.
So, and it's a fully automated SimCity in Minecraft 1.8. You can build and manage your city, build great works projects, endure natural disasters, and you even go on quests, and there's tons of Easter eggs as well. So
just wait for that one.
Yeah. There you go. There's the people want adventure maps, then
there it is.
Looks like we'll be playing Simburbia.
That looks like our next one right there, gents.
Yes. Simburbia. Yeah.
Ladies and gents. Love it.
Simburbia. Down there, champion, champion, champion. Simburbia. Okay, I don't know how to do parodies.
That's a good one.
Work on that one.
We all liked it.
Rihanna. Yeah, good.
This is the best one.
I did not know what was going on there.
Neither did I.
But I loved it.
A little live bumper for you.
I can't say that I loved it.
Well, that was out of control.
You know what you do love? Because I know you. You love Audible.
Oh, wait. Audible. I guess you do know me a little
bit. I know you.
A little bit.
And you probably went to audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty and got a free trial.
I did.
And everybody else can do this, too. Just audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty and get a free month with a free book. And they'll read it to you.
I'm going
to
do that now.
Like, you don't have to read the book. They'll read it to you directly into your ear holes.
Yes. I think the last book I did was Asimov's Foundation and Earth. Or is it Earth and Foundation? One of those.
Yeah. Asimov's.
But it's part of the Foundation series.
Yeah. And they have the unlikely story of Marcus Notch Pearson from Linus and Goldberg.
That's right. The books that we have here.
So you can get that as well. All free. On us. And not only that, we're going to go ahead and give you a month free on Netflix.
Oh, whoa.
So you can,
are you sure?
Once you're done with the book, now you can go and watch all the TV and movies you want for free for a month. Netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
Now, what I really suggest is you get your Netflix going and get the book and listen to the book while you're watching the movie. Now, you're probably going to have to watch that movie at least like 9 or 10 times.
It's nice,
but it's a great way to really get into the book.
I believe you.
Yeah, I've never done that before.
So do it. Helps us out. We appreciate it.
And here I just pulled up my viewing activity. The last couple things I watched on Netflix: Odd Thomas. That was the last feature I watched. Excellent movie. Pretty weird. Also, Comedy Bang Bang season 2 with Reggie Watts and Scott Aukerman. Oh my god, this is so funny. If you're not watching Comedy Bang Bang, something's wrong with you.
Comedy Bang Bang.
Every time I log into Netflix, I end up going and looking to see if there's a new season of Archer, and then I will just, you know, binge watch Archer.
I watch a different Archer. We watched the first season of Arrow, and I'm waiting for the second one to start.
Okay.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Archer.
It's as funny as
Arrow.
As Archer that I watch.
No?
Good.
He's still throwing arrows.
So anyway, we've got a bunch of listener contributions sent in from you guys. And if you want to send in something to the show, just go to submit.deadworkers.com and you can submit something as well. The first one here is from Beast Killer, who says, "Hey, Shaft, I have recently been banned on one of my favorite servers for hacking, a.k.a. using a modded client. And it is true that I was. I want to be able to write an apology in the best way possible so that I may get unbanned. Again, this was very foolish of me to do, and I have started to become a lot more mature after this happened. Thanks for the help." Beast Killer Hacker Extraordinaire.
My first suggestion is when you're writing your apology note, don't be a douche.
Yeah.
A lot of people
don't expect anything.
Yeah.
Just because you're apologizing doesn't entitle you to jack shit if you've been a douche before. Sure. I recommend just buying Minecraft again and don't be a douche.
Yeah.
I think that's probably... I mean, if they griefed on the Dead Workers server, Shaftlands, that would be the only way to get back on, wouldn't it? Is to come back to somebody else.
Well, you have to go through RP Gamer.
Yeah. I mean... We try to give chances. There are a few offenses that will get you banned forever. You know, we don't want to just... we realize there's a bunch of people who are young that play the game, and young people screw up. I mean, I still screw up as an adult. so I want to kind of treat everybody on the server... give them a chance, like they're my own child. Because, you know, my son actually got banned from Shaftlands, too, the first time.
Oh, yeah.
He cried, too. He was so upset.
Yeah.
But I was that's life. And I said, RP Gamer doesn't like you anymore. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that to RP. Like they said, you know, hey, be sincere. Tell them you absolutely did it. Own up to what you did. Tell them you won't do it again. You're sorry. Offer to do some sort of penance for them. Maybe some kind of work on the server if they need help with something. And if they say no, don't get upset. Don't hassle them. Don't email them once and be done unless they email you back and want to know more information or say yes or whatever. Don't keep asking them, because that's just going to make them, okay, no. Like,
then they're going to find out what IP address you're logging in from, and then they're going to just ban that IP address.
Yeah. Oh, so it's kind of a take your medicine kind of thing, and you may get lucky, and they may let you back on. If they do, be a pillar of the community at that point. Like, go above and beyond just not being a douche.
Mm-hmm. Good luck, Beast. I mean,
the foundation is not being a douche, but it expands beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And absolutely. Going on to this next one, I'll let Eric read this. This is someone who is obviously not a douche by his name.
D.A. Awesomest.
The Awesomest.
The Awesomest. I think.
It's the Awesomest.
And the Awesomest says, "Is American bacon different than Australian bacon?"
Maz?
Yes, it is, from my knowledge. Yours is...
pig.
No, I don't reckon it really is, though. Just looking at you guys eat it, I'm like, that doesn't look like food. You've got some weird bacon.
It's pig,
ours
really?
Is delicious.
Is it from delicious pigs? Oh, y'all get it from, like, boars.
Pig, some dogs?
Bacon from wild boars.
Yeah, there it is. With tusks.
Just peeled off their flesh while they are alive.
Really?
And just... No, but yours is, comes to, like... I don't know. Yours looks more like prawn crackers to me.
So do you have microwavable bacon in Australia?
Yeah, see, that's not a thing. We can microwave bacon. But
okay.
But what does that even mean? Is that powdered?
But we actually have boxes of microwavable bacon.
It's pre-cooked bacon.
Yeah, it's basically pre-cooked bacon.
You guys are,
but it's not
so
nearly as good as
lazy.
Real bacon. It's all like small, and it just doesn't even taste like bacon anymore.
Okay, I bet. Okay, this is so. If you do a search for Australian bacon, do an image search on Google, it'll come up. Yeah. It looks like ham slices. It looks like, or maybe
let's
turkey cold cuts.
Australian bacon.
Yeah, they're big and
Yeah, there it is. Look at that. Whoa.
I mean, oh it God. Looks pretty good, but is it salty? Is it super, super duper duper salty like American bacon?
Does it have a
well, there you go. That's what we love about bacon. It's it so salty it hurts to eat.
A 90% fat ratio.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of fat in it. The American kind, tons of fat. It's like 90% fat.
I don't know what part
fat.
Of the pig your bacon is. I'm not convinced.
It's the belly. It's the underside of it.
I'm going to put, for the people watching really? Live and on YouTube, I'm going to put a picture of the Australian bacon on there.
So that's weird.
I'm going to look up American bacon because I don't know what that looks like. Oh, look at it. It's gross.
I'll just put him down here in the corner.
So I mean, it does look gross. I'll give you that. It looks gross, but it's mostly white. See all the fat in the American bacon? If you actually want to just eat the meat from American bacon, you have to strip away. Like, I don't like all the white. I don't like the fat in bacon, so I don't eat a lot of bacon. But so it is difficult. I'm definitely going to give Australian bacon a chance. Canadian bacon has even less fat in it, looks like. So
well, it's just ham.
I think that's just ham, though. Yeah. I mean, it is a pig meat. I don't know. Who knows? Who really?
Stephen,
knows?
You don't, I mean, I suppose if you got slices of ham and fried it like you do bacon, it's basically bacon, right? That's.
Well, I mean, it's a different.
It's kind of the same
pig.
Thing. Different part of the pig.
Not
anyway,
in America.
Our bacon is delicious. Don't get me wrong.
I think
it's
there's
delicious,
people coming after fatty you said that to America with guns.
You can add more salt to it if you need. If you.
Yeah, maybe.
I like
maybe
to
that's
encrust
the thing, like,
my
you
bacon and
salt. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But American bacon is awfully salty. It's silly how really, salty it is.
Like I
haven't
I
had breakfast
take a,
yet, and I just want egg and bacon.
I just want to take a bite of my bacon, and my blood pressure just. Shoot through the roof. That's how much salt I want in my
that's
bacon.
That's good bacon. My heart. It hurts.
So
that's how you gauge if it's good bacon or not.
We love our bacon.
You know, Australian bacon looks like pork chops in Minecraft.
Yeah, it looks like
a lot
it
like.
Does.
It kind of looks like uncooked pork chop. Yeah.
Yep.
Like it
does.
In like, yeah.
And American bacon looks like nothing in Minecraft at all.
It looks like
even
food that the planet has.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Powdered bacon. Just add salt.
So who said it? Deosmus. That was a great. Osmus. That gets some dings. Loved that question.
It is.
Thank you very much.
It is different.
How about you take?
And I like how we get to link it back to Minecraft too with the pork chop thing. It means.
You like that? Huh? Yeah.
So years Afro, how about you read this next one?
Yeah.
After you get done with,
because you're a good readist.
From Fireline 4.
What up, Fireline 4?
Hey, guys.
How's
I don't know.
It? How you doing, Fireline?
How you doing? Doing
right? How's your mom?
What up, right? What up, FL4?
She's going to have a happy Mother's Day.
Why is it every time I try to read something? All right. I don't know. No, I don't know if you guys saw, but I recently sent Eric a tweet of a snapshot I took of him. I think it would be funny to have a snapshot of the week where listeners send a snapshot of the host doing funny faces. This probably is a bit crazy, but yeah, keep it up. Love the show.
I remember that. It's a weird face.
Because this was submitted a while back, and I held back because I was looking for the snapshot, and I could never find it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I remember that now. I remember seeing that. I think it might have been like at the beginning I was saying like, you know, the chef episode so-and-so recorded on, or maybe during a bumper, I don't know. But that is a kind of a cool idea, like weird snapshots. Yeah. Weird faces, contorted, like,
I've
weird
had a couple
moments
sent through to me from this show as well, and it's great fun. I'm like, oh, wow, I look like that. Great.
Yeah, and tweet it to us. You know, those are funny. We'll retweet
what,
them. Or
what
we'll
I something. Want is snapshots of Afro Monkey judging the other host. That's going to be the best snapshot.
Snapshots of you are always so unimpressed with what's happening around you.
Call him jerk face. Okay, let's tuck it in and move on.
All right.
Oh. So this next one here is from Hydrax, who asks or says, Maz!
Yes?
I've come to your aid. A few weeks ago, you mentioned Wallace and Gromit while discussing an excavation station about auto-jumping over blocks. I, too, have watched WNG, Wallace both of them, and have enjoyed it since I was just a little boy.
Oh, good. That's good to know. Zah says,
"Oh, is that it?"
He just goes right to the next one.
Nothing.
That's it.
I got nothing. I don't remember.
That was
what
for
I was
you.
He talked about bacon for like 30 minutes.
But Wallace and Gromit.
Wallace and Gromit. He just done. Passes. So he's like, "I'm out."
Sorry, Hydrax. I tried.
I'm done with that. Sorry. I'm done with that.
Yeah, no, it's great. If you guys haven't seen Wallace and Gromit, they're little short claymations, and they're bloody
stupid.
Good. And
I hate them.
Well, you never like those?
They've done.
I
hate them.
I like those. Those are cool.
They're so annoying.
Best ones,
features.
The wrong trousers is the best one. That's great. That's a great one.
Their mouths are weird.
I saw the one where there's like a rabbit or something eating something.
Their mouths are like that. And you're, like the guy who like made him, Nick Park, like he comes from a part of England and they talk the same as they do in the cartoon, like their mouths make the same shapes. So he modeled them on himself.
I didn't know that.
And they, like, you watch him in interviews and he's, it's sort of like, hey, yeah, try. I don't know. But yeah, check it out. Zah says, "I've listened to this podcast so much that I have started thinking where Audible ads would fit into other videos and podcasts. Is this bad?"
No.
So he's, as long as you imagining them- other shows and going, they could put an Audible ad here. Well, could go right there.
As long as they use the debt workers link.
Yeah, there you go. Audibletrial.com/debtworkersparty.
Yeah, how are you enjoying your subscriptions, Zar? I'm sure you have two.
Let us
maybe
know.
Maybe three.
Yeah, maybe 12.
Yeah.
And yes. We appreciate it. Thank you.
That is a good thing. Yes.
Bing.
Keep thinking about Audible and their trials.
I am.
Oh, well, it got creepy in here a little bit. That's right.
X. Excavation Station.
Yeah, baby. All right. Excavation Station.
Yeah.
Where everything comes together to form one being, and then it explodes.
Yeah.
And then it comes back together again and forms a black hole, and we all get sucked into it, and then it blows up again.
But
and it gives us life.
If you want to save all your data while that's happening, just go to drivepop.com/deadworkers and see the awesome deal there. It's a lifetime thing. It's awesome. That's all I'm going to say. Go look at it. drivepop.com/deadworkers.
Indeed.
Yeah, baby.
So this first idea here was submitted from Nats11. You think his name's Stan? Is this another backwards name thing?
Oh, wow. It is Stan backwards. 1-1 Stan, or Nats 11.
So is 11 Nats. His last name?
Could be.
Maybe he's 11 years old. Stan, who's 11, when he made the name. Or he might have been thinking ahead.
He's probably in his 30s.
Well, I'm going to be 11.
Oh, maybe he was born in 1911. Hey.
Yep. I'm going with no on that one.
Yeah, he could be 102? Wait, how old?
I don't think anyone over 80 can tolerate us.
Oh, maybe he was born in 2011. Maybe he's only 3 years old.
103, you're right. Or 102, 102, 103.
Sorry, I was busy tweeting a picture of me that was Snapchatted by Rapid Ninja. So I haven't been listening. Can we start again from the top?
Oh.
Of the show. From the top of the show, the very top.
Oh, okay. No? Let's see.
Dead Workers the Party, episode 182, recorded on May 8th, 2014.
Alright. Hey guys.
Oh, God.
Welcome to the show.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Afro Monkey.
And I'm Matt.
Alright.
Welcome to the show.
We have some great stuff. Let me tell you about this One Notch interview in Rolling Stone magazine. You will not believe this. Yeah.
Well, we have this great question for Maz from Hydrax. You got to wait and tune in for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, his answer is going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's just skip right to the Nats 11 question. You know what? All this other garbage just doesn't mean anything. This is where
let's mix it up a bit.
Let's
start in the middle.
Right here. Let's just go right to the middle. Nats 11 has an idea for a friends list.
Okay.
Let her rip.
I think there should be a friends list, in quotes, option from the title screen. You could add friends, and they would show up there. If they were on a server, you could click on their profile and join that server as well.
Yep, I love it.
Yeah,
like Steam friend
like
list.
Like Steam, yeah.
Join their game.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, and like in-game chats.
And then you can hit a whitelisted server that you're not whitelisted for, and then you'd be like, oh.
Yeah, pretty much. Like brick wall.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, I think this actually works in the Curse client right now. I think you can do that if they're using the Curse client. So
and how good would it be if like they're playing on their computer and then you come online and you're like, oh, look, Eric's playing. And you go, hey, Eric. And you'd be like, hey, come join me. You'd be like, okay, join game. And then it goes, on Eric's computer, would you like to open this world to the internets? And you'd be like, yeah. And then it'd be like, bloop, bloop. And then they join you as though it's a server using Minecraft Realms somehow. How cool would that be? That'd be really good. Thanks.
And then Notch would say, well,
worst idea
money,
ever.
Yeah, I thought this was the worst idea ever until I heard Maz make those voices, and now I'm really liking it. I
do
really
too.
You did a good job to sell it.
You sold us.
Sold
this thing. Yeah,
sold.
So I think that's a great.
Like, if I'm playing an adventure map on my computer, and then Afro's like, "Oh, Maz is playing some Minecraft," and then we start a little chat, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm just about to start this adventure map. How about you join my game?" Maz has invited Afro to join the game. And then you're just playing it. And I'm using my computer as a server or realms somehow because I've got a subscription. I don't know. Make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Done.
I also have to say that with that that impersonation of me, you totally captured my essence. Like, wow. Wow. I'm just going to take a step back and take all this in.
Mm-hmm. It's a gift. It's a gift I have.
Love it.
Okay, here's one from Oven Baked Potato, I think. Someone read it.
Yeah. When you bake a potato, it's a hat with swag. Yep, that's about it.
It's actually from Jesum K2, who wants baked potato armor.
Armor. Okay.
We always get ones from Oven Overbaked.
Overbaked.
Overworld potato. Overbaked.
But potato. He's not. Did I shoot him down too often? He hasn't submitted this week.
Yeah, he's done. He's done.
Overbaked.
He'll be back.
So potato hat.
No.
I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say no.
No. Okay. No. Well, then let's move on to Turd Mime, the crappy mime who wants sheep shagability. Says we need a special saddle that attaches to the rear end of a sheep and allows you to shag it.
This kiwi.
I feel that this would make the aspect of sheep more realistic. Is this an Australian thing?
No, it's a New Zealand thing.
Oh, New Zealand. Oh, he hates the New Zealanders.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Look, if they make a Minecraft New Zealand edition, then that's fine. But I don't think they need to give that to everybody because not everybody's into sheep. You know what I mean?
This is also one that's been in the submissions for a while, and I didn't think that it was ready for prime time.
You didn't think it was appropriate?
Yeah.
I'm clearing that doc out, man. I'm about to start a new one, so we got to get through it. Got to get through it. I'm taking any idea that in a text field.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this next one here.
Next one from Anonymous JKXD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's, right. Yeah.
Anonymous.
It's
just kidding. Smiley face. This is an idea about an overworld boss. I think there should be a boss in the overworld. It would have the zombie and skeletons riding the zombie or skeleton horses with a boss inside the castle being Herobrine. That would give a reason to add Herobrine. And when Herobrine is killed, he would drop a random max enchanted item. Hope it wasn't too long. Thanks, guys, for the show. Bye-bye.
And this is one of those ideas that suffers at, you had me at Overworld Boss, you should have stopped right there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We don't need the rest of it.
Don't give details.
Yeah.
Just say, there needs to be a boss in the Overworld. We're like, agreed.
It does. Yes.
Yeah.
We would agree. The rest of it, reading that, I would exit at that point. Like, if you didn't name it and all I had was the text, I would exit. But if I just had the name of it, I would ding it.
Ding.
Yeah,
like a little.
So you kind of get both. You get a ding and an X. I've got a package. Got a package at the back door.
We got a package at the back door.
I totally forgot that there are zombie and skeleton horses. And when are they going to put them in and have them as a thing? Because that would be cool.
I think you're making stuff up all of a sudden.
I'd love to see
a
skeleton. No, they exist. They're a thing.
You saying that was the first I've heard of it.
I don't think saying it makes it true.
No, they're a thing. They're a thing.
And I'm pretty sure the more you say it doesn't make it true either.
It, Is this the Australian version? Chat room, the American version.
Is this an Xbox only feature? Maybe.
No, possibly. It's a thing, and you can you can put the saddle on the back end so you can shag them. It's a thing. It's already there.
Whoa.
Okay.
The chat room will get my back on this. The skeleton horses.
Are they going to put a saddle on your back end and get your back?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Give me a bone. Anyway. They exist, and I've seen them in adventure maps that you can spawn them in, and I think you should see skeleton archers riding skeleton horses, kill the archer, claim the horse. It'd be cool.
I think that's in not like in the main game. I think that's in a future patch.
Oh.
Like it's maybe an update.
No.
Anyway, I think, it's a thing.
I'll believe you. No,
Google it.
He doesn't believe.
Has an idea. He wants self-planting seedlings. I'm already going to buzz him and say that just sounds retarded, but I'll read it out. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
In the same way that there is a percentage drop rate for seedlings from leaf blocks. Oh, he might have turned me around here. Ding. Just give a ding.
Oh, okay.
I think that if a seedling is left on the ground and it despawns, it should have a percentage rate for planting itself. Same could also be said for seeds left on tilled soil.
I kind of like that idea.
Yeah, so do I. Yes.
Like I think in the past I've been like, well, you know, there's all these seedlings around here. If I hadn't been here and these seedlings are here, they probably would just start growing wherever they fell.
Like they do in real life, right? I mean, that's cool. I hadn't really thought of that before, but... that's like...
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Okay, well, thanks for butting in there, Notch. But yeah, he's right about it. Here, you get a couple dings on that.
And
well,
we all got to apologize to Maz. I'm sorry, Maz.
What for?
Everybody.
Did you just Google something?
I'm going to read it, but we all got to apologize.
Did you Google
I'm
sorry, Maz.
I don't apologize for anything.
You apologize. You apologize to Mr. Maz right now, please.
No.
Pretty please.
No.
So we can
Never
move on.
Remember this. What?
That's not how I roll, sir.
Eric,
just read it.
I'm not reading it.
How about Notch? Hey, Notch, are you going to apologize?
Absolutely not.
What? I guess no one's going to apologize. Sorry,
I'll tell you after the show, Maz. Even though I'm sure all our listeners would love to hear the information, but since... Eric and Afro refuse to apologize.
These guys are jerks. I can't work under these conditions. We're supposed to be friends.
So, what'd you find? What's your findings?
I'm not reading it.
Oh, okay.
Not until the apologies are made. Because we have all wronged Maz.
Oh,
we were just wrong. We were just going after your lead, dude.
Oh, now he blames me. Look at that. Well, I apologize. You should follow my lead.
Yeah.
Well, it stops there.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
Let's move on. Sorry about your Australian bacon.
But, so good, though. Man, I need some bacon.
Me too.
Some runny egg. Hot runny egg. Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Hot runny egg. Is that an Australian thing, too?
Is that like over easy?
Sunny side up.
Sunny side up.
Hmm.
Is that what you call it? Where it runs out, and you're like, oh, it's all over my bacon.
And then you, like, dip your toast in it?
Burning ours my thumb.
Ours is over easy. His is under difficult.
Okay, attention to mine. You don't have to apologize to him. He's making weird noise and stuff. But I will read this just because I'm going to cave in, and I hate you, Afro.
All right.
Can't apologize. For anything.
It's too late to apologize.
It is. Let's
too
move
late.
On. There's mine.
Is that it?
Is that
That's it?
It?
Yeah.
That is it for the show, That's I think. It. That is it for the show, everybody. Wow.
Oh.
It's been an hour already with you fine gents. With you fine gents. That is it. That's too many fines in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think, Notch? Was that too many fines?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that many fines and you're hitting on us.
Oh,
you?
No. Uh-oh.
Fine, feathered friends.
Well, that was it. And
I said good day!
Whoa.
Sir.
Good day, indeed. Good day. That gets a ding.
So, you know what?
What?
If you want to submit any of the things you've heard in the show, not the same ones, please, but a new one that came from your brain, just go to submit.deadworkers.com.
Yes, yes. Are we still taking art?
Yeah. When we get a good one, we'll give them a prize.
Yeah. Art contest at shart.debtworkers.com.
Also, we've started enjoying creative screen grabs of us during the show.
Yeah.
Tweet that to @deadworkersparty and... Is it at workers? @deadworkers.
Apparently, party was like too many words or letters or something. So, it's just @deadworkers.
Mm-hmm.
So, send us those weird screenshots.
And the not weird ones. To the Shaft podcast. Oh, I'm going to fix that and send it. There we go. Hashtag shafted.
And apparently, Notch is tweeting to you, Eric, saying that you're You gave away too much information about him.
Yeah. He did not.
Yeah.
So, he did not.
He said you're never allowed to play Minecraft again. He banned you from his game. Wouldn't that be horrible? Like, if you made him so mad, he's like, I'm taking away your game.
You know that account that you used to have?
Yeah. And all the emails, I will keep an eye on you. And, like, you would have to, like, tell someone, like, can you buy me an account, man? I'll give you the money.
Like, no, I don't want to piss Notch off.
Yeah, Notch is like, if anybody buys an account for him, you're getting banned for life, too. Like, your life would be over.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't play Minecraft ever again. No!
That's funny because...
Xbox.
I'm on Notch's Twitter feed right now. I'm like, did he really tweet to us? Wow. Like, oh my God, did we say something bad we shouldn't have said?
Eric is more gullible than I really imagined.
You wouldn't believe how gullible I am. Well, good. He didn't say anything. All right. Well, that's cool. So,
you know what? Email us. No, don't. Just call us. 256-812-1010. Watch us every Thursdays at around 8 p.m. Central at deadworkers.com/live.
Give us some iTunes reviews. We like those.
We do.
Our favorites. Our favorite reviews are on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Thumbs up the video. Share it in your Facebook feed. Tweet it.
And
come on!
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
And follow @AfroMonkey.
Oh, look at him doing it.
And give your mother a kiss and a hug for me.
Yeah.
Wait, that was weird.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
And three words. Tuck it in.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Choosy mothers choose The Shaft.